Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Kirby of the National Security Council has announced Iranian personnel have been working in Crimea to train Russian pilots how to use Iranian-made drones. The United States made the statement Thursday as Moscow attempts to maintain its hold on illegally gained territory in southern Ukraine. John Kirby on CBS News.
We have had great support from both sides of the aisle in Congress over the course of the last eight months. Terrific support. I think everybody realizes what's at stake here, which is more than just the town of Kherson or Kharkiv or Slovyansk. It's really about this idea of sovereignty, and it's really about what the security environment in Europe is going to look like going forward. It has changed today.
United Kingdom's Prime Minister Liz Truss has resigned after 45 days in office, marked by turmoil triggering the second Tory leadership election in 4 months. Boris Johnson is among those said to be considering bids. Sir Graham Brady, the chairman of the 1922 committee, said a new leader could be chosen by next Friday. As the Democrats are relying on abortion issues to get through the midterm elections and the report card for Democrats running the country for the last 2 years, Georgia gubernatorial candidate Democrat Stacey Abrams says abortions could solve inflation. Here's her analogy this week.
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs.
Pakistan's election commission on Friday disqualified former Prime Minister Imran Khan from holding public office for 5 years. They're accusing him of unlawfully selling state gifts and concealing assets. And on a sad note, Dave Herman, who helped protect Joe Namath in the Jets' historic Super Bowl III win, died Wednesday at the age of 81. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
It's now official in Italy. Italian politician Giorgia Meloni said Friday that she and her allies have asked the nation's president to give her the mandate to form what would be Italy's first conservative government since the end of World War II. A new lawsuit against Google is exposing an invasion of privacy by the tech giant, if true.
A newly filed lawsuit is accusing Google of collecting a massive database of voice and facial features without users' consent. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says that's against the law. The complaint suggests that Google Nest smart home products are actively listening and recording what they hear. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Actor Kevin Spacey dodged a $40 million lawsuit after abuse claims from Anthony Rapp in a 1986 incident were deemed unprovable. Thursday in a Manhattan court, jurors deliberated a little over an hour before siding with Mr. Spacey. Mr. Rapp at the time was 14 years old and claimed unwanted advances and touching from 36 years ago. Landscapers found a car buried in Atherton, California backyard Thursday morning. Police believe the car has been in the ground since the 1990s and belonged to the previous owner of the home. They added that the current owner of the property, who called police, had no idea the car was there. Officials said the car is buried about 4 to 5 feet underground. USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Bill Martinez.
We're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking with David Hollenbach in just a moment about his new book, Fireproof, Your Grand Strategy for Transforming Failure into Fuel for Your Future. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, David, you have quite the story, a fire rescue department battalion chief, retired now, and now you've become a leadership development expert and author. And, you know, this book, boy, has a lot into it. You know, some might say, well, it took you a year plus a lifetime to put it together, right?
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, I spent 23 years in the fire service, had a lot of great experiences, worked for a very large metropolitan fire department where I worked my way up through the ranks, retiring as a battalion chief, responsible for 6 fire stations. And when I left, I was struggling with PTSD and leaving my life as a firefighter really had me questioning my identity. Who was I? And I really had to dig in and you know, studied philosophy throughout my life, and really had to dig deep and really figure out who I was and what my purpose was and what was going to continue to drive me forward. And I was able to put it down on paper and share it. I go into a lot of detail with a lot of my failures. Those experiences have been the most educational for me. Let's put it that way.
It always seems to be that way, doesn't it? Yeah, it's we learn so much, and I say, you know, life is loaded with peaks and valleys, and painfully, that's where the valleys are, and that's where we learn our biggest lessons, it seems.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And so from my experience with PTSD and being able to share my story with other people that may be struggling, it's a message of hope, I believe, that, you know, we're here to serve one another. I think that our life on earth is meant to be one of service, and the lessons that we learn through our successes and failures can be shared with others. And if not, help somebody avoid the same mistakes, be there when they do make those mistakes, and be a hand up off the ground, and just encourage them to keep pushing forward, and let them know that that's not the end. They've got a lot more value to add to the world, and you know, just don't give up.
Is that what happened to you, David? Is that you had people who came alongside, extending mercy and giving you a hand up to get you, you know, back on your feet, to really understand who you are, what your identity was. I mean, it's got to be tough when you're so committed to a career and then suddenly you're no longer identified as that battalion chief, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And yes, there was a lot of great people along the way, a lot of great people that are still in my life. But it was really bizarre going from such a high level leadership position to really being the one that needs help. And to have the humility, it was hard for me to humble myself and accept help.
Right.
That was
exactly.
The biggest issues,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're used to handing out. You're used to being in charge. And in all those years of ignoring your own basic needs and, having the kind of counsel and support, that we all need along the way is that we cannot be an island unto ourselves. And I guess that's probably one of the big lessons that you talk about in your book is that, it's hard to win in loneliness, isn't it?
And that really does seem like the natural path when we're suffering is to isolate ourselves and to really hide what we're struggling with, because
mm-hmm.
we feel like we're the only one and nobody could understand what we're going through. But mm-hmm. the reality is that everybody struggles and everybody suffers, and if you're open and willing to accept help, there's a lot of it out there.
Exactly. You get help, and then you're able to help others based on the help that you received. And here you are. You're addressing an issue that most people wouldn't even consider. PTSD, first responders, it's just like, hey, it's part of the job. Big boys don't cry. You suck it up. And here, as you are delving into your life and realizing, wow, I mean, you had to open up some wounds that, for a number of years, you just kind of stuffed down. And of course, this started to now manifest itself, through PTSD. And I got to imagine for other first responders and people that knew you, I can only imagine how many people may have come to you and say, gosh, David, you're not the only one. I went through the same thing.
Yes, absolutely. I've received a lot of phone calls. I actually host a podcast where I talk about mental health within the military and the fire service, law enforcement, public safety in general. And there are episodes that really trigger a larger response from that population, and I get phone calls or emails telling me that they just happened upon this particular episode, and it's really encouraging for me. It's humbling mm-hmm. to think that one of my shows could be that one little piece, that one little ray of sunshine that keeps somebody from becoming a statistic.
Exactly.
But it has been doing just that, and I hope that my book can have a similar effect. But it's not just about mental health. It's also about, effective self-leadership and, mm-hmm. Really knowing who you are and what your purpose is. What is your big why? What mm-hmm. is going to keep you driving on when things are most bleak? And really, that self-leadership component, mm-hmm. being able to recognize when you're not at the top of your game and you need to get help and be humble enough to accept that help. And that's one of the things. Actually, I've got T-shirts that I put "Be Humble or Be Humbled" on the back.
Right.
It's just a motto that I've tried to use throughout my life. And sometimes even though I've had it on clothing and on jewelry and on challenge coins and all that stuff, it's right in front of your face, but it's so hard sometimes mm-hmm. when you are a high achiever and successful sometimes stuff goes to your head, and ego is the enemy, you know?
Yeah, without a doubt. Got to go to break. We've got more from David Hollenbach after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Praise God, 4,185 listeners have responded to the gospel message in our radio broadcast in India over the past 3 months. Christians only make up 2% of India's population, so for many listeners, our programs are the first time they're hearing about Christ. By sharing the hope of Christ in their own languages and providing literature that further explains how much God loves them, we're helping them to relate to a God who deeply cares for them on a very personal level. While we celebrate the thousands of people who have responded to the gospel through the Tide Radio broadcast, we're equally aware of how vital it is to continue our work in the region, telling people the inherent truth about Jesus and His love for them. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
After the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez and David Hollenbach, the former Fire Rescue Department Battalion Chief, leadership development expert and author of his new book that we're discussing right now. The book Fireproof is part biography intertwined with valuable lessons in leadership and important life skills. The material is interesting, incredibly well written, is what Don Mann reports to, New York Times bestselling author, with his comments filled with life lessons learned the hard way. Sometimes that's what we have to do. Sometimes, you know, it's, I say, David, that, you know, that's the lessons we learn from defying gravity, something as basic as that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yeah, I have the book laid out in 10 chapters. 9 of those chapters have action steps at the end to help you develop a grand strategy for your life. Having a plan, having a map that shows you where you're going is vital. Without knowing where you're going, you're a ship without sails, you know?
Exactly. You got to have a plan. You say in this book, you've taken the idea behind Yale University's Grand Strategy Program designed for political leaders and heads of large corporations, and you've applied these principles to the individual. Explain to our audience what you've done here.
Well, the short version of that is when I was studying leadership, working on my master's degree and really developing myself as a high-level leader, I really referenced a lot of military leadership, and the military academies are some of the best breeding grounds in the world for leaders. Mm-hmm. And a lot of their required reading, I found those particular books were also the required reading for the Yale Grand Strategy Program. And a lot of those military leaders that are moving into more influential positions in the government or into their later military career will go and be a part of the Yale Grand Strategy Program. And what I found by just reading the books written by the individuals that developed that program was that those lessons that they teach to apply for, you know, big world ideas or big world issues, those same principles can be applied to our lives. Learning lessons from the people that have come before us, mm-hmm. and really taking those to heart and applying those lessons in a way that maybe they don't exactly apply perfectly to our situation, but being able to think critically and see how those lessons do apply in our world today and in our lives.
And you say that this relates to you know, our core values, and sometimes they get lost in translation as we go through life. And that really takes, you know, it demands a pause, you know, for one to take, you know, hit the pause button and really do a deep dive on those things that are most important, because out of those core values, you'll discover, as you say, your big why, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I did this exercise with my daughter. She's 16, an amazing young woman. I took the time at dinner to really go through this, and that's when it really occurred to me that I needed to have this exercise in the book, because it was mm-hmm. so important to me and to my daughter to really nail down what is important to us, what mm-hmm. are the qualities of the leaders in our lives, what are those characteristics that we want to emulate. That really tells us what's important to us. And so I put together this exercise that, you know, we were just sitting at a restaurant having dinner, having this great conversation, and mm-hmm. we came up with our 4 core values, mm-hmm. and it's wisdom, fortitude, morality, and moderation, and just kind of, and we define those.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and those core values can differ from one person to the next. These were the 4 values that you had determined for yourselves, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes, and that the exercise I feel is one of the most important exercises to do. It comes very early in the book. I walk the reader through that exercise, and you really nail down your core values. You develop a mantra that you can hold close to you. And, you know, when you're struggling, just fall back on that. That's first principles.
Exactly. Got about 4 minutes left here, David. Real quick, can you walk us through that exercise a little bit? Is that possible?
Sure. So what I did with my daughter was I asked her to imagine some of the most important people in her life, some of her teachers, coaches. You know, she's in ballet. She's had some amazing ballet teachers, instructors, that she values their input and how they've carried themselves. And I've had some incredible leaders in my time in the Navy and in the fire service and in my personal life. And so thinking about those individuals and what were the characteristics that I valued most about them. And I wrote down all of these characteristics, and then I categorized them because there was a lot that were very similar and could be interchangeable. And so what we ended up doing was really dialing them down to from like, I don't know, probably 25 to four, and defining what those values are for us, our definition of what those values are. And once you do that, you can create a statement, a value statement.
Right.
And for us, utilizing the definitions of those core values, came up with leadership through virtue and action. And that's what we talk about probably on a monthly basis, just those things that are important to us and how they're applicable in our daily lives.
And that's the thing about this. It is a process. You know, I tell my kids all the time, you know, the process is you've got to crawl before you walk, before you run. And that's great that you and your daughter are able to continue this conversation, because if you probably look back, I'm sure you do at times, you go, wow, this journey that has been, such a, you know, a wonderful journey to take. Who would have thought that we'd be at this portion of our journey when we began, however it was, how many years ago, and how that's matured, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And one thing that really led to this exercise being so important to me and my daughter is this was after I'd left the fire service, and I was really, you know, this is when I was digging into who I was, what was really my identity, because now I'm no longer this leader in the fire service. I'm no longer a chief officer. And it really became clear to me that that wasn't my identity. That was my occupation. That was a way for me to express my values, for me to show the world who I was through my actions. It was just a mechanism for me to express who I truly was. And
exactly.
Sometimes I was successful and other times I wasn't. But I think a lot of times people mix up their identity with the career field that they invest so much time and energy into growing within. But that really isn't their identity. That's just an expression of their values.
That's an excellent point. He's a fire rescue department battalion chief, retired, now leadership development expert and author. David Hollenbach has been our guest. David, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, Fireproof, Your Grand Strategy for Transforming Failure into Fuel for Your Future. Take care.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Association of Realtors announced existing home sales fell for an eighth straight month in September, the longest streak of decline in 15 years, as the once booming housing market becomes a bigger drag on the U.S. economy. New York attorney John O'Kelly of East Williston, Long Island, has been accused of assaulting law enforcement officers during the U.S. Capitol riot after being arrested Thursday on felony and misdemeanor charges. As the Democrats are relying on the abortion issue to get through the midterm elections and the report card for Democrats running the country for the last 2 years, Georgia gubernatorial candidate Democrat Stacey Abrams says abortions could solve inflation.
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back 20 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got the author and investigative reporter Isabel Vincent going to join us. Just published her new book, Overture of Hope, and she's in the book. There's some hidden hero stories. Her book tells the amazing true story of how two British opera fans saved Jewish refugees from Hitler's camps. You know, there was so much that went on. So many more stories that we could hear about that happened in World War II. And it's been said that this is a book that is, and with the stories, is kind of a cross between Schindler's List and The Sound of Music. Isabel Vincent, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, I want to talk about something that's happening right now in Ukraine, but before we get there, I want to give you a fair shot to, you know, summarize the book, The Overture of Hope, and these hidden hero stories that you reference.
So, like you said in the introduction, this is a story of two very unlikely heroes, two sisters, two British sisters, Ida and Louise Cook, who became essentially opera groupies in the 1920s and the 1930s and followed around all of these big divas and conductors. And they befriend Hitler's favorite conductor, a man named, an Austrian named Clemens Krauss, who was head of the Bavarian State Opera. And they sort of meet him at the stage door of the Royal Opera House at Covent Garden, England, where they used to line up for the cheap seats because they couldn't afford the expensive tickets. And they asked to photograph him and get his autograph. And before they knew it, he asked them to help him save Jewish musicians, wow, people that he was working with at the opera. And so you really actually have three very complex heroes here. You have the Cook sisters, and you have Krauss, who was, you know, never a member of the Nazi Party, but was certainly beloved by the hierarchy, risking the Nazi hierarchy, risking his life to save his Jewish musicians and scholars within the classical music world that he knew. That's the story in a nutshell. And then they go on to save 29 families.
Amazing. And, you know, when you hear stories like this, you wonder how many others like this are yet to be told, right?
Yes. And, you know, the weirdest parts of the story is that they help a lot of these Jewish refugees smuggle out their life savings by, you know, a lot of people had to convert their assets to jewelry and furs in order to get as much out as they could when the Nazis took over. Because if you were a Jew wanting to leave Germany or Austria in the years before the war, you could only take out with you 14 Reichsmarks. So Ida and Louise Cook would wear the jewelry on their, you know, they figured that plastered against their very cheap clothes from Marks and Spencer's and Woolworths, that the jewelry would all look fake. And so they passed the border guards over and over again with this. And they had this routine set up that, you know, because they would also leave with their purses crammed with valuables. And if they were ever caught, they would just revert to what they called the nervous British spinster act and just say, oh, well, we can't, you know, we don't trust anybody to look after our stuff in England when we leave. So we carry it all with us.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it was just like, you know, they were so plain and unassuming that nobody sort of gave them a second look. And this they used to their credit. But, you know, that's also part of the reason that they were lost to history.
Yeah, exactly. Here's two gals from the cheap seats, and they're moving, you know, thousands of dollars worth of valuables right under the noses of the Germans. What a story.
It took a lot of courage, but they just, you know, they just figured, hey, nobody's going to think that we're actually wearing real jewelry.
Exactly.
And they played it up again and again, and they were successful.
Well, you know, we can always take, you know, again, taking advantage of perception, right? And they definitely used it to their advantage. Now, this story has some sort of semblance, and it reminds us of what happened in Ukraine with a musical conductor who was killed for refusing cooperation with Russian propaganda. Tell our audience about this breaking news.
So I thought that out of all of the atrocities that have come out of Ukraine, and they've been horrific, you know, mass graves and prisoners, but you have this conductor in Kherson, in the occupied zone of Ukraine, you know, who's a very big deal there. He's the director of the local, you know, Philharmonic in the theater. And the Nazis ask him, Russians ask him to please, can he help put on a propaganda concert for the occupiers, as they put it. And he vehemently refused. Now, this is a guy who's been, like, posting on Facebook. His name was Yuri Kerpetenko, who's posting on Facebook all of these defiant messages against the Russians. So he's known to them already as somebody who's not sympathetic to them, you know, invading his territory. So we got the report that was confirmed just a few days ago that the Russian troops went to his home and just shot him dead. So, I mean, you're looking at a very interesting Nazi tactic here, because during the Second World War, the Nazis certainly weaponized classical music and especially opera, you know, to raise the effort of the Third Reich to make it seem like, you know, this glorious undertaking. And so we have the same thing going on with the Russians in Ukraine, that they want to use music to sort of justify their rule. And, you know, the fact that they would kill somebody for not performing is pretty horrifying. And, you know, it just brings it closer. It just brings this whole war closer to, to home in a way, and makes us, you know, is very reminiscent of what the Nazis did. Now, you'll recall that the whole pretext for the invasion of Ukraine on February 24th was that Putin was going to liberate the Russian speakers in the eastern part of the country. So what does that remind us of? 1938 in the Sudetenland, when Hitler said he wanted to liberate the German speakers from the part of Czechoslovakia that was mostly German speaking. And really, in both cases, it was just a power grab. So you have these, you know, eerie reminiscences of the Second World War, and certainly what the Nazis did in what's going on in Ukraine today.
Exactly.
And, you know, certainly conductors in Nazi Germany were very powerful. A lot of them, I mean, Hitler got involved in the classical music scene like no other leader in history. I mean, he would dismiss conductors because they were either because they were Jewish or they refused to conduct the operas that he wanted. And so a lot of people ended up, a lot of the best conductors in Germany and Austria ended up leaving. Clemens Krauss, the man who helped the Cook sisters save all of the Jews, he was never a member of the Nazi party, but he certainly took advantage of, you know, the openings after all conductors left in order to build his career. So yeah, he's guilty of being very ambitious, but not of doing anything else. And in fact, he was a hero in what he did.
The
situation in Ukraine, I look at it and it's just so reminiscent of the Second World War.
Well, and the other thing too, Putin, as you recall, referred to the Ukrainians as Nazis. Right?
Right. You know, kind of wackiness.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, we cringe at it here in this country when we have a president of the United States referring to a segment of America as semi-Nazis, whatever that means. This is all
unfair.
This is all dangerous rhetoric that does not bring us together at a time when we really need to come together. We'll have to wait and see. No. The story yet to be told.
Totally.
Isabel Vincent, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
And we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And speaking back with us, Jeff Hayes is back with us, the producer of the documentary, The Real Anthony Fauci. Jeff, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I'm excited. Now, I want to make sure, because the documentary was supposed to start streaming instead of 12:01 on October the 18th. It's October the 18th. I went to the site to see if it was streaming, and I thought, well, okay, do they mean 12:01, which would actually 12:01 a.m., which would actually be the 19th, not the 18th. Was it supposed to be the 18th?
It is available. It is available right now. If you go to that landing page, the real AnthonyFauciMovie.com, you have to register. You have to put in your email, which likely will have to switch where we're streaming from multiple times through the course of this. We've already been blacklisted on, I think, 8 different ISPs. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to play a little cat and mouse, but you register with your email and it gives you instant access.
Okay, the real AnthonyFauciMovie.com, that's where you go to?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, this is, I had a chance, the team was good enough to send me a bit of the screener on the movie, and I'm excited for our audience to see this movie. I mean, this is a deep dive that, of course, if you've read the best-selling book from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., on Anthony Fauci, the real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, the global war on democracy and public health. This is quite the reveal. And Jeff, what a project. I know that you know Robert Kennedy really well. You've had a long-standing relationship, but to work with him on this is had to be more than an honor. And we want to thank you for all your hard work, because this is this is something that America needs to hear, because though we're talking about, you know, Big Pharma and Bill Gates, I mean, there seems to be a consistent theme that invades every aspect of our federal government.
Yeah, this is, you know, in the case of Tony Fauci, this one man has been responsible for distributing over his career almost $1 trillion in grants and funding. $930 billion from one man. So if you can imagine the power base and the army of scientists that are loyal to him, that are scared to speak out against him, if people win against him, then their funding was lost, their career was lost, they lost their ability to publish and speak. And suddenly we let this kind of power accumulate with one bureaucrat. And the film documents it very well, what he did with this power.
Yeah. He distributes, ladies and gentlemen, you said almost $1 trillion, but keep in mind, on an annual basis, about $6.1 billion every year. So he is a constant when it comes to science, when it comes to being regulatory captured, as they refer to. He has captured all these scientists to make sure that they produce information for a predicted conclusion that benefits Anthony Fauci and his acolytes, right?
Yeah, this is you know, it's not the first time this happened. You know, when we talk about the war on drugs, everybody thinks, well, that was Nancy Reagan or that was Richard Nixon. The war on drugs was actually started in the 20s and 30s by a bureaucrat named Harry Anslinger. And Harry Anslinger went on to run the Bureau of Narcotics for 50 years. It's almost an exact parallel story to what Anthony Fauci did with the Infectious Disease Department of the NIH.
Well, he knew how to kind of manipulate people's fear, and he found the Holy Grail, it seems, and that the documentary demonstrates here, Jeff, that he discovered that you could scare people with with the disease that was incurable, like AIDS. What he did with AIDS, for example. I mean, this gave him a great canvas to work this strategy that combined Anslinger's experience and what he had learned along the way. And he worked up and fortified this plan over the years. It goes back into the early 80s. The thing is, it is amazing to me, Jeff, and maybe you would know, because this has been my constant question, is that, you know, I'm wondering, how did Donald Trump fall victim to this? I mean, you would think that Donald Trump would have known better.
Yeah, there was a real turning point 3 weeks before Donald Trump took office. He called Bobby Kennedy Jr. and asked him to come out and meet him. And Bobby flew out to New York and met with Trump at Trump Tower. And this is 3 weeks before he took office. And he asked Bobby to head a vaccine safety commission, that he had some real questions about vaccines. And this is pre-COVID, of course. This is
exactly
just in general, you know, on vaccines. Bobby agreed to run that commission, which cost him, you know, the first onslaught of friends of his, you know, but he felt the issue was important enough that he aligned with Trump on this issue and agreed to run the commission. He flew back to California, where he lives, and then it went radio silent. In the meantime, and you'll see it in the film, Bill Gates got a hold of Trump and told him that was a very bad idea. Don't go down that road. And a couple of people were installed who were connected to Pfizer, and the idea of a vaccine safety commission was dead. Had that commission, that original idea of Trump's, been not killed by the people around him, our response to the COVID epidemic, I think, would have been dramatically different.
Right. Smart move at the beginning to pick Bobby Kennedy because of his, you know, decades of experience. I mean, he has forgotten more about vaccines and the history of big pharma than people will ever learn. That was a brilliant move. Sadly, unfortunately, the president did not continue to see this through and listen to him. And he ended up being surrounded by the likes of, as you say, Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. It just confounds me, but this makes sense. I can start to understand how the president got duped into believing Anthony Fauci.
And the wall around Trump was solid. I have numerous friends who were invited to visit with Trump, and all of a sudden invitations, you know, were rescinded, and suddenly they were not allowed to speak to him. And you had, you know, Deborah Birx, you had these people in place who had this vaccine agenda already gamed out in event 201 6 weeks before the first COVID virus was announced to the world. And they had already laid this out, and you'll see it in the film where they play it out. They talk about how they're going to get rid of anti-vax propaganda. They're going to, you know, control the airwaves. And then, you know, this was just a tabletop game with the CIA present, you know, which is the big question is, like, why is an intelligence agency sitting at the table when we're deciding health policy? But exactly. You see this play out, and then you see it played out in real life.
Yeah, this is incredible. And of course, we had a little bit of a heads up, and maybe this is what, you know, put Trump on guard, because Bill Gates had announced that a pandemic was coming back, I believe, as early as 2015, right?
Yeah, he declared 2010 to 2020 the decade of vaccines. The Gates Foundation contributed $10 billion to this effort. And he, you know, made himself, you know, from the most reviled businessman, if you remember back when Microsoft, right, the Justice Department was having, suddenly he's this great philanthropist. Meanwhile, he's getting public agencies to spread these vaccines all over the world, and he's investing in the companies that make them. And it was a huge profit center for him, using his philanthropy to change public policy to benefit his own companies.
Yeah, and Jeff, what you point out is where they distributed these vaccines in third world countries, where the damage to people would virtually go unnoticed, or, you know, not be publicized as much. So in a sense, this experiment that Bill Gates, through his foundation, embarked on was, you know, death by injection. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say that hundreds of thousands of times in Africa, where we tested our failed AIDS vaccines for 40 years. You know, we've been promised an AIDS vaccine, and now we spent $16 billion on it and still don't have one, and there's still one coming next year. Nobody even bothers to hold Fauci accountable for that. But the testing that we've done on pregnant women, on children, on people all over the continent of Africa, where we go in order to get money from WHO or to get money from the U.S., you have to adopt these vaccine policies, and then we use their children as cannon fodder.
Yeah. I'll tell you, congratulations to the team. And we're grateful for the likes of Bobby Kennedy Jr. for his continuation to fight the good fight on behalf of the people of the world, and regarding vaccinations, and regarding what Big Pharma has done and how it has been killing people around the world. This is a very powerful documentary. The Real Anthony Fauci Movie.com is where you want to go. It is streaming now, and our thanks to Jeff Hayes, the producer of the documentary. Jeff, Godspeed. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky? Knowing you better.